Skunk?
Yeah.
What's the name for a skunk, Virginia? Some hog.
I don't know
any
other name.
Oh, yes. You got a name for a skunk?
Polecat.
Oh, I said hog. Polecat. Yes. Yeah, because there's a town over in, North Augusta. Oh, no, outside of Aiken called Polecat. And some wealthy Yankee people there. Horses built, got a plantation, changed the name to Montmorency. And you're going to go over to Columbia, well, go by I-20 now, you go through Montmorency, which up to 30 years ago was number Polecat. That's the name of it. It's by the swamp, which had a great odor, terrible odor to it. Yeah, Polecat. Yeah, I used to call them, I guess we were called Polecats. I've never seen any of them around here, smell them every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, have you ever seen a Polecat, indigenous?
I've never seen one anywhere.
You smell them, haven't you?
No, no.
Every once in a while, somebody riding along the country, polecat little old, you know, hedgehog.
What do you call animals like that come up and raid the hen?
Predator.
Yeah.
That's a bank's name. I don't know. A fox raids a hen house.
They sometimes go in after garbage cans and things like that.
Oh, of course, the possum.
Yeah.
We got possums around here. And I saw a possum out on our lawn after we moved to this house one night.
I saw one out on my lawn last week.
Yeah, they're surprised to say they're nocturnal and nobody ever sees them. I remember one night, we had a dog and chained a place right outside of the window here, and barking. And I don't know, it was a burglar or somebody went out there. Were you barking that, Cleo? And I looked over and on the bright moonlight night, there was a little possum.
And it really played dead. We thought it was dead.
Yeah, oh, they played dead. Head back, all vital stiffened, rigor mortis set in, mouth half open. Take them swing around, before they just dead as they can be. Wonderful, protective, or his muscles get rigid, so anybody, any predator, fox trying to get a possum. He said, that possum dead, too late for me, because the reason why he couldn't eat a dead possum, but that's a protective mechanism of some sort.
Yeah.
Because he can't run fast. Because he can climb trees. No raccoons around here any longer. I've never seen a raccoon, native raccoon. Used to be in Father's Day. Of course, got squirrels. These gray squirrels are in such abundance here that there was any in my childhood.
Mm.
And my good friend Lawton Evans, who lived around John's Road, right back of where Ms. Cummings said we know that anyway, it's around the corner, right next to the Jewish synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a funny thing about Lawton. His father indulged in a lot of things. And he built a big squirrel cage on the back porch upstairs. And we used to go out there and play with them, watch them, little swings and wheels, you know. 4, 5, 6, 8, I don't know, it was gray squirrels. And one day, Lawton and I were playing. It was in a screen porch, as I recall, and we somehow let them out. And we went off playing and left the door open. And we came back, all the squirrels had gone. And we were 8 or 10, 12 years old then. I never saw any squirrels anymore until little by little they began to proliferate around here. And now they're all over the place. I still think that they're the descendants of Lawton squirrels, because there's never any around here. But once I remember as a child, I saw a red squirrel or fox squirrel, rather large. I remember telling Father about it. He said, oh, that was a fox squirrel. I'll never see him. I was young then. I've never seen one since. But we were that near to the west. We see all country club grounds and woodland at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a fox squirrel, but nothing but these wretched gray squirrels.
You ever have anything sort of like a squirrel, except it doesn't climb trees?
Well, of course, there was a flying squirrel. I haven't seen any of those in years.